This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Yesterday, we heard about the 150,000 Wisconsinites who are waiting for their unemployment claims to process. But historically, jobless benefits are not received equally by workers of color. Bram Sablesmith reports on one African-American mother in Milwaukee navigating the system.
Alfreda Casterlo could hardly bear the first few weeks of work from home. The disrupted routines upset her 20-year-old daughter, who has autism.
I didn't know what to do. I was praying. I had to lay with her and rub her forehead and keep her engaged.
All of that while continuing to operate switchboards for Northwestern Mutual in Milwaukee. Then she lost that job. She immediately filed for unemployment help, not realizing how many other laid-off Wisconsinites had done the same.
Maybe I just didn't pay attention because I was working, but I had no idea that 200,000 people at that time were waiting on unemployment.
That was April 24th, and Casterlo is still waiting for her claim to be adjudicated, meaning she's gone 2 months without income while also supporting her daughter and granddaughter. She's about $2,000 behind in rent and started getting food stamps in May. And she says she's lucky because she can borrow $20 here and there as she waits for her jobless benefits to clear.
So that's where I'm at, and just trying to get my unemployment seems impossible.
Historically, laid-off Black and Latino workers receive unemployment aid at lower rates. An Urban Institute analysis about the Great Recession found that just 24% of laid-off Black workers received unemployment benefits in 2010, compared to 33% of white workers and 29% of Latino workers. Margaret Sims co-authored the paper. She says there are a number of possible reasons for the disparity for African Americans.
But perhaps one of the more important ones is that they lived in less generous states.
Meaning states with stricter eligibility requirements. In Wisconsin, lawmakers passed a dozen laws since 2011, restricting access to unemployment assistance. It's hard to say if those laws affected laid-off Black workers differently. The Department of Workforce Development did not have reports available on race, gender, age, or income. And Rebecca Dixon of the National Employment Law Project says that's part of the problem.
You manage what you measure, and if you're not even measuring it,
Dixon says in past recessions, Black unemployment peaked well after white unemployment. So while measures like the expanded jobless benefits passed by Congress this March have been helpful to many, letting them expire in July, as they're set to do now, would be inadequate.
And the other thing is, we don't know what the impact of state and local government layoffs is going to have on this, because that's also a place where lots of Black workers have middle-class employment.
Nationally, Black workers typically face double the rates of unemployment compared to white workers. That gap has temporarily narrowed during the pandemic, although the difference is still significant. Valerie Wilson of the Economic Policy Institute says a big reason why
is the disproportionate representation of Black workers in essential occupations.
Of course, that comes with increased risk of exposure to COVID. And Wilson says she'll be watching to see if the persistent 2-to-1 unemployment disparity returns in the coming months. Back in Wisconsin, DWD Secretary Caleb Frostman says the research is clear. The coronavirus pandemic is disproportionately affecting communities of color, both health-wise and economically.
You know, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us to redefine the relationship between work and quality of life, what that means for different communities, including Wisconsin's communities of color.
That does require getting benefits to the thousands of Wisconsinites waiting. There may be good news on that front for Alfreda Casterlo. She wrote an impassioned email to the governor's office last week, telling him how bleak her situation was. A couple days later, she got a call from an adjudicator.
This man was so friendly, I wanted to hug him. He was like, I'm going to take care of this for you. You're assigned to me now. I'll handle it. And he made me feel like he was so capable.
Casterlo says she just wishes other people waiting months for unemployment could experience that too. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.